This is Ned's NRL Unpopular Opinions with Gerald Yao-Yi, Oscar Panifex, Liam Fogarty, and Ryan Cook.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Ned's NRL Unpopular Opinions. I'm your host, Ryan Cook, and joining me like he does every week, well, he's not even supposed to be here. It's Liam Fogarty.
I'm very lucky to still have a job here, I reckon, after the amount of dud tips I'm steering the punters into. Welcome, everyone. Hello, boys. Hello, listeners. Hello, Ryan.
G'day, Fogs. It's good to have you back, mate.
Oh, feels good to be back.
To my left, film aficionado and the man with over 1,000 followers on Ned's open groups. It's rugby league writer's own Oscar Panifex.
Oh, really?
1.5 or something. You're doing
you flying, mate.
How does that compare to some of the other...
I think I'm at 1.9. I really haven't put any tips.
But you're famous. Yeah. Doesn't count.
I'll take how many you got, Ryan?
I will take literally
anything. I've got 100.
100? 100. I think, yeah. I think I'm 1.6. So...
Okay, all right.
It's going down.
And finally, after coming up big on his own personal multi over the weekend, the biggest Jack Bird fan sitting at the table is Gerald Yao-Yi.
Oh, I love the bird, man. Love me some birds,
Dirty
actually.
Bird.
Just one at home, my wife, a bird at home.
Jesus Thanks Christ. For clarifying.
Jesus Christ. Hope she doesn't listen.
Get
this episode for the 40th time.
Fellas, happy Easter. Did the bunny deliver the goods?
Oh, yeah.
The bunnies did deliver the goods.
They did. They certainly did.
Stop it.
I don't know if it was the goods, but it was enough. It was just good enough, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. I didn't see them losing that one.
I did.
You did. You were very worried last week.
I've seen it in my dreams every night.
You were very worried
since.
Last week, but they're off the mark.
Off the mark.
It's great.
Off the nudie.
Off the nudie run.
Up and about. Boys, I'm pretty keen to get into some chat about the team sitting all square, 2-2 on the ladder at the moment. We're going to kick it off with the Raiders, who managed to blow an 18-0 lead against a very understrength Sharks side on Saturday. I don't know if anyone caught Ricky Stewart's post-game interview. He was absolutely seething.
He was
not a happy man. He said there wasn't a single player on the park that gave a good effort. Look, are we starting to see...
Someone tried to give Matt Timokor a shout-out. I was like, oh, you know, he had a solid game. No. He's just like, don't fucking say that. No one had a solid game out there today.
That was exactly it.
So
oh,
funny.
My gosh.
Look, do we think we're starting to see the real green machine emerge after a hot start to the season?
No, I just think they got a bit complacent. I think you're allowed a few of those games a year. It's not the right way to do it, and we don't want to see that if you're a Raiders fan. Geez, they got out of the block. So I think there's, you know... The game turns on one moment, and that's when they got that penalty. That sort of switched the momentum. The Sharks kicked it downfield because they were under the pump after 18-0. So, yeah, I think how do they keep going, getting through, and no one tipping them to be up there every year? Like, they've done it again this year. They started off great. They'll probably cruise their way through the year without us not even noticing and still finish in the top eight.
The Raiders,
yeah. Like, I still think they're a side that – they don't have a lot of fixing. Obviously, on the weekend they just switched off, and I think they'll be better for it.
They dropped so much ball.
Yeah,
they dropped so much pill.
That was the whole weekend. Teams were all over the weekend. There was errors everywhere. I don't know what was going on.
It was very, very sloppy ball. The other team that I'm pretty keen to talk about is Manly, who had a pretty flat second half the week before against Parramatta, cost them the win. And then we saw them, probably one of the biggest upsets of the weekend, coming off second best to the Dragons.
Yes.
Look, to me, I thought the Dragons were the better team for the full 80 minutes of that game. If you're a Manly fan, where are you on the panic index right now?
Well, if you're Jared Timms, you're shaking in the corner.
You're a 10.
At the moment.
Nothing but great hair for Timsy.
Yeah. Oh, look, I still think they're a class act this year. I think they got a team that's going to go very far. I'd say Tom Trbojevic probably had one of his worst games. He had so many errors. He's actually leading the errors in the competition at the moment with 13, which is very unlike him.
And they're unforced errors.
Yeah, they're unforced errors. So, look, I just think maybe him getting back into the groove of playing footy again. You know, he missed a lot of footy last year. Maybe it's just taking him a little bit longer. He's human. You know, we've seen him play some years that we just go, what the hell? Who is this guy and how do we stop him?
Well, they said on the telecast that was the first game he's played at Cogra in like 4 years.
Well, there you go,
Like, not that I'm saying that means why he dropped three balls, but like you're saying, he's still finding his feet, getting some match fitness.
And when they're on, they don't lose. You know, they're not going to lose. So I'm not saying that he's the biggest person to make everything happen, but it just means that when he is going right, they are going right. So I don't think there's nothing to worry about for Manly fans as well. I think they're going to be thereabouts again at the end of the year.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Manly lost that game rather than St. George won it. I think they probably were the better side. Like you said, Fogs, the Dragons on the day. But like if Manly complete, you know, four more of those good ball sets, I think they find another try or two. And I think it was really interesting watching Carl Lawton came onto the field for Manly at a period of the game where they spent a lot of time on the Dragons' line.
Yep.
And it's just an interesting way of how sometimes interchanges work against you. Like, Carl's a really good when you're working through the middle in yardage. He's a good runner option. He's a strong defender, but he doesn't have the subtleties and the ball playing of Lachlan Croker.
Sort of panics a little bit when he's close to the line.
Yeah, right? He's just not a genuine, like, playmaking dummy half. And I texted Jace at the time. I said, all right, if Lachlan Croker's on the field here, Manly scored two tries in that period. But, yeah, it wasn't to be. I'm not panicking on the Sea Eagles, though.
There are a few missed tackles there for Manly as well. The one thing Turbo did very nicely was that offload to find Caller in the corner. I don't know how he got that ball out. Lastly, I feel like we talk a lot about the Wires every week, but I think they're probably the team that's really clicking now, and we're starting to see their best footy emerge. We were texting during that Warriors game on Saturday. Absolutely outstanding first half from them, especially. Look, Wires, have they clicked into gear now, do you think?
No, I don't think I think they're in third gear at the moment.
Third gear, okay.
Yeah, I think they haven't put together an 80-minute performance yet after four games played, and they're sitting 2-2.
And so many positional changes for players as well.
Heaps of changes in and out. They had two tough losses to open the year, you know, losing at the death against Melbourne. To respond after that, like Webby said at the time, Andrew Webster said at the time that they need to not get frustrated. Like, they're doing everything right. They were sitting 0-2 at the time. Since then, they've grinded out two pretty ugly wins against the Raiders and the Knights. That, to me, is the sign of a team that's going to be there at the back end of the season. And that was my unpopular opinion, actually, for this week. Is Andrew Webster the next big dog coach
super in coach.
The
NRL.
I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to use the term super coach.
It's an unpopular opinion.
Please. But yeah, like, you know, Wayne Bennett's on his way out. He might have another club down in Sydney waiting for him. But Craig Bellamy, also Robbo and Ricky, their form over the last few years has been a bit mixed. I just am so taken by the way Andrew Webster's leading this Warriors side. For me, the two key takeaways are just how much he's improved fringe players at that squad. That's what we've said about Bellamy and the Storm for so long, right? Like Jackson Ford, Rocco Berry, Marcelo Montoya, Luke Metcalf, Wade Egan, Mitch Barnett, Dylan Walker, Tane Tuipiki. All these guys are fringe first graders or haven't even played NRL consistently before.
Who could probably walk into a lower side at the moment in the competition.
To a lot of sides, so I just love the way that he's developing and progressing these guys. And then the main one for me at the moment, we all saw what Roger Tuivasa-Sheck did at fullback on the weekend.
Outstanding,
27 runs, 270 metres. Webby is so resolute in the fact that Roger is their third choice fullback. And to me, that is the sign of a coach that knows exactly what he wants in his squad. He's prepared to make changes when he needs to, but he knows the best makeup of this squad is with Roger at fullback, and he's not prepared to budge, which I think is just a sign of a coach that knows what he's doing.
So you're not worried with Metcalf being out for a while now?
No, they've got two 5'8s that would be playing, that would be starting in probably five or six clubs.
Yeah.
Chanel Harris-DeVita or Tamati Martin, both, either of them can come in and do a job comfortably.
It's scary to think that we're talking about the Warriors like this. I mean, you know, when we first started this podcast 3 years ago, they weren't even in the conversation.
They were a footnote, weren't they?
Like, and you can go back and check
the
tape.
It was a sympathy vote, eh?
You can honestly go back and check the tape. I remember us talking about it, saying that I never put them in a finals contention or, you know, talking about premierships.
Yep.
They're every week us talking about them in premierships right now. And it's really nice to see that a club like that has grown so much in a short amount of time.
I thought it was a very versatile win from them on the weekend. They were very flat in the first 20 minutes, but then they really quickened things up, quicker play of the ball. But the other thing that hasn't really been spoken about is the fact that the only two tries they allowed were on basically perfect kicks from Newcastle.
Yep.
So their defensive effort has really flown under the radar. Big game for the Wires this weekend against your Rabbitohs on Saturday, Oscar. I guess the only knock on the Wires is that they've only beaten Newcastle and Canberra so far. So.
Yeah, but they could very easily have Melbourne scalp in their back.
Yeah, that's well, very true. Yeah. Fogs, let's talk Broncos, mate. Any let's observations from Friday's derby win?
Well, they just looked very refreshed, didn't they? I was a bit concerned given that we were missing a few boys and the Cowboys were undefeated, I'm pretty sure, before coming to that. But my God, did we stand up and belt those pricks from up north.
In pouring rain, too.
Yeah, pouring rain. Yeah, it was just a very good Friday, if pardon the pun. yeah, very happy. And we go down to Melbourne this week, and we have a shocking record down there, but I think we're a decent chance, just quietly.
Well, I think we had a shocking record last year. We just lost to them last year, I believe, down there in a tight one. I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe we won in a tight one last year down there to try
no,
and...
No, we break. Lost. We lost at the end. I was there, actually.
No, that's what I mean. We lost to... Yeah, we lost. Sorry, we lost to them.
Mate, show me a club that's got a winning record at Amy Park.
Yeah, yeah. Well, ours is terrible.
Melbourne.
Idiot. Choose my words better.
And they've got some... I mean, obviously, we're recording this at a time where we don't get the team list this week, but it looks like at the moment...
Oh, it's ominous.
Ominous, yeah. Well, they could get Cameron Munster back this week.
Money, which, Nass, Hughes, Joe Chan, Remus Smith.
They're off the bye as well, so they're all fresh.
$1.60 for the Storm, that seems about right.
We might talk about it a bit more in the offload, just quietly, Big Horse.
Well, that is a spoiler. We're going to come back with the offload.
All the betting trends from around the comp. This is the offload.
Well, since the show is run by a bookie, it's probably time we talked about some actual betting. But before we get into it, though, Oscar is back on the Neds blog with another in-depth article, this time discussing some of the biggest early season overreactions in your sights this week. Oscar, first up is Isaiah Katoa, who has looked very impressive to start the season for the Finns.
Very impressive. Started round one in reserve grade. I think that was Wayne Bennett just doing...
Love that, how he does that.
What only he knows how to do. Yeah. Because it's worked. Isaiah has one try assist from his first two games this year, but he's been involved in almost every single scoring action the Dolphins have produced. In their three wins so far this year, he just terrorised the Titans' right edge on the weekend. I spoke about Lachie Ilias a couple of weeks ago in terms of the fundamentals of halfback play. So your tempo changes when you're drifting across field, how you're straightening up and engaging specific defenders, where you're holding the ball, where you're looking with your eyes, all these kind of things. Isaiah is doing that like a veteran halfback. I'm really excited about the player that he's going to turn into. I think he's showing the signs of, he's playing like someone we'd expect. He's been in the NRL for 10 years. So, very excited for Isaiah Katoa and his season ahead.
He pissed the Titans off something fierce on the weekend. Like,
were they mad?
Fomor chucked the shits and, came out of the line and purposely hit him late because they were just sick of...
Oh, when he was playing back, he did a double play back on the inside.
You could tell that was just frustration. Yep. They were sick of getting cut to shreds.
He's very good at straightening and getting at the line.
Yes.
Like, there's not a lot of halves that will... dive into the line like that because they don't want to be hit. Yeah. But it's obviously going to feel a little bit later in his career. Mm. But while he's young, he's obviously taken on that line and
doesn't hurt as much now.
Yeah,
he's finding those little pockets in the line where you can just, instead of engaging one defender, this extra little step, suddenly two or three defenders are turning in their hips. So, I'll do a video on him at Rugby League Riders this week. But, shout out to Isaiah Katoa.
Just quickly, what was the feeling at Seabus on Saturday, Fox? Because you were there with your old man.
Yes. Flat? Yeah, that was – they were up and about so early in the game. And the Titans scored really quickly. Yeah. I think they're up two or three tries.
10-0, I think.
And the Titans fans were going nuts. And Dad turned to me and was like, do these guys not remember how the Titans finished games? And I thought of the Titans-Dolphins game last year. I think they were up 26-0 at halftime. And that didn't go the way of the Gold Coast either. So then suddenly the momentum switched and it was all the Dolphins and Dolphins 13-plus.
Must be nice, to go to the footy with your dad. Good.
It is actually. It's great.
Moving on. Oscar, you said on Open Groups yesterday that...
this podcast doesn't have enough listeners to find your dad.
Oh, no, damn it.
It's the first one of the year, though. Yeah. It was about time.
Yeah, we were due one.
Sorry.
Don't be so...
As we were.
Oscar, you said on Open Groups yesterday you fancied the Tigers after a weekend of upsets, I should say. They held on for an albiner against Parramatta. No Lockie Galvin going into this week's game, but you have some opinions on Wes.
Yeah, well, I wrote this before they scraped home against Parramatta yesterday. But yeah, just really impressed by the Tigers. This time last year, I also wrote some overreactions, and my this time last year, it was that the Wests hadn't shown signs of improvement in areas where they really needed to. And the two key areas for me back 12 months ago was they weren't pushing up around Appy whenever he was jumping out around the ruck, and they didn't have enough control and composure in the halves. Well, to start this year, the reason they've banked two wins is because Appy's doing everything from dummy half, and he's getting really good support from the players around him. And then we saw in round four, Aiden Caesar taking some nice options, getting into good areas on the park to nail field goals and this kind of thing. And then a young man called Lachlan Galvin who can come up with a match-winning play as well. So, yeah, really impressed by the Tigers. I think finals football is probably still a couple of years away, but I've seen enough to be pretty confident that they're not going to be playing for a wooden spoon this year.
You touched on at the start of the show that the Bunnies got their well overdue win.
Yes, talking of wooden spoons. Yeah, go on.
You've got a dot point.
Segue, Ryan.
Yeah, you've got a dot point down here that just says South's done.
South's done. Yeah. Well, I just think if it wasn't my team, if I was watching Brisbane or Melbourne or Penrith start the year the way that South's had, not just the 0-3, but the 1-3, but the way that they've been playing.
Injuries. You got a few injuries.
Yeah, there's injuries, but there's injuries everywhere. Like the Panthers still won without Cleary and Fish the other week. So I think if it was one of those clubs, I'd also be overreacting and saying that they were done. I think there's still... It's a long season ahead, but yeah, there are some concerns there at South Sydney for me, particularly the way our middle just crumbles as soon as Totola leaves the field. We've got no go forward. There's a lot of spaces in and around the ruck. Both edges are a bit testy. So yeah, it could be a long year for me and my Rabbitohs fans.
Does sound like it. and finally, you're doubling down on your early season prediction on our first show that this will be the tightest competition yet.
Yeah, I think we all agreed that it's going to be pretty bloody close this year. Just the way that some of these results are playing out. We've talked about the number of momentum swings and upsets in games. I think the key takeaway in a lot of those big, game of two halves that we've seen is discipline, so penalties conceded, and completion rates. Mm. The teams that are completing below 70% are not winning games of football, which has always been a factor in rugby league, but I think just with how close the competition is at the moment, if you give your opposition enough opportunities in your half, they're going to score.
Yep.
And there's three teams right now, Warriors, Manly and Broncos, outside the top eight. I think we're all pretty confident they'll be there or thereabouts. And the way the season's going, there's probably another one down there that's ready to kick on as well. Mm.
The fact that no team is undefeated after only round four says it all as well.
Yep.
Last week, Fogs and Oski both tipped us into the Finns 13 plus at pretty good value.
No,
against
no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no.
Oh, were you against it? You were against
it? Yeah, no, that was all Fogs. I said 1-12.
It was all Fogs. You could have claimed that.
No, no, no. Tanner Boyd missed two conversions.
I wasn't going to let him claim that.
No, fair. Okay, I stand corrected.
It's a finger game out far.
Go back and have a look at the multi.
What happened there? Oscar, you also got Farmworth over the line on Ned's Open Groups and Xavier Savage, I believe. Is that right?
Yes. We got Cooler as well and Connor Tracy, I think we had. Oh, he was a late replacement for Blake Wilson. So
Fogs, you had your own little multi get up, $5.78 on the Titans Finns game.
Yeah, Finns 13 plus, and I had the hammer, I'm pretty sure. Nice. Yeah.
Well, plenty to get into this week. I'll let you boys take it away with the offload.
Yeah, all right. So let's start with that Thursday night game, Oscar. Yep. Storm v Broncos. Broncos have lost their last seven at Amy Park. Mm-hmm. The last win in Victoria was 2016. Whoa. They're 3-11 at Amy Park all up. The historic data is against them, but after what we saw last week, Broncos at 235, are they a chance?
I give this Broncos side a chance every week the way they're playing at the moment. Blew North Queensland off the park last week with some key guys missing. Talk about Souths having guys missing. Reece Walsh and Payne Haas are two of the best in their position, still got the job done. Even in that loss against Penrith we talked about last week. This Broncos team, every time you need someone to step up, it's one of your big players that are doing it.
Yeah.
And to me, that looks like a team where everyone else is doing their job and putting you in a position to win games. And then it's up to your spine players or your carry, you know, your star players to ice it. They're putting themselves into positions and they're finding ways to make the play. So, yeah, I like that. I don't know if I'm backing the Bronx to win there, but I certainly give them a chance.
That's one of your either team under 12 and a half.
Either team
under
12 and a half, yeah, I like that. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Looking at the Knights v Dragons on Friday night. Not the greatest Friday night game of all time, but I'll keep going. Surely this one stays close as well. The Dragons, $2.90. Do you like them here, or have you seen enough from Newey's four losses this year? The backs them to be the favourites in this one.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably, I don't think Dragons would be that wide, hey?
I know. I loved it.
Yeah, you licked your lips.
You're already done it, aren't you?
Yeah, I did. I liked it.
Yeah, I think Knights, they could have won against the Warriors last week. Just their execution. I think they're still working things out. Jack Cogger, two games in, then that number seven jumper. I think they really need to get Jaden Brayley back on the field for longer at nine.
Yep.
Phoenix Crossland did a hell of a job last year, but I think the time of Phoenix trying really hard is probably, I think the Knights need a little bit more than him at the moment. Their attack looked a lot better with Brayley on in that last 20 minutes of that game. The Dragons probably didn't deserve to beat Manly, we talked about last week, but they found a way to get the job done. Yeah, I probably like Dragons 1-12 in that game.
That'd be a very good price, just quietly, I think. I'll have to have a look at that. Dolphins v Tigers. This is the first time in club history the Finns are top of the table.
They look good up there.
What, two wins and a bye?
Yep.
Not bad.
Wayne
liked it as well on his interview.
What did he say?
Was he smiling?
Yeah, he was smiling. When someone said, you're provisional top of the ladder at the moment, he was like, oh, really? Didn't know that.
Bullshit. You knew.
He did a little dance or something in the sheds, I think.
Was he dancing?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of dances when there's no cameras.
A couple
around.
Of moves. Look, do the Dolphins keep the good times rolling or are the Benji's Tigers, they have all the momentum at the moment?
I think two things working against the Tigers in this matchup. The first is a 5-day turnaround after a really tough game against Parramatta where they did a lot of defensive work.
Yep.
And then the second one, obviously, Lachlan Galvin will be suspended
for two weeks,
unfortunately. If it was even playing fields, I'd probably back the Tigers, to be honest. But yeah, I think Dolphins 1-12 is a pretty good bet there.
Yeah. Yep. I think they're $1.65 on the nose. And then Raiders v Eels. Who shits the bed the least here?
Yeah, I liked the way you phrased that question. Raiders definitely shit the bed last week. Did the Eels shit the bed, or are they just not as good as we think they are this year?
Yeah. I don't think they've been as good as they have been since going to a grand final.
Since getting pants
I just think they haven't sort of plateaued. They're sort of gradually going down. And yeah, I don't like them at all.
I thought they ran out of legs.
Fuck those guys. I thought they ran out of legs.
Yeah. Last 20 minutes.
Like, they had so much ball on West's. That's 2 weeks in a row
they
now.
They looked desperate. They looked desperate at times.
To find points.
Yeah. They didn't need to throw passes when they needed to. I felt like they just got really desperate thinking, fuck, are we really going to get beaten by the West Tigers here? Yeah. That's what teams do. Like you can mentally, that can mentally, ruin you. So trying to find points, 12 minutes out instead of setting it up like they used to, not having
Mitch
Moses there, that would have, obviously slowed a lot of things down and get them a lot more calm. So
They got scored on early as well.
Yeah,
that's a good point. I think we've talked a lot about the Eels at Rugby League Riders, like the good and the bad Eels. The good Eels is when they're playing really direct. Like, look at their forward pack, really. Yep. Regan Campbell-Gillard, Barlow. They've got hard-running edge forwards. They've got guys through the middle that can offload. Like, when they're good, they're punching the middle, they're getting some offloads away, and then Mitch Moses is sweeping around or Gutho. But when they're the bad Eels, they just try and putt, like you said.
And you got to look and you watch off the ball. Like, Mitchell Moses is very demanding. Mm. Like, even talking to Corey Norman when he was at Parramatta, he hated playing footy with him because he wanted the ball all the time. And it was his way or the highway.
Yep.
So there's no one like that right now that are doing that, for me. We've seen Clint Gutherson jump in there at the end.
Yeah.
But nothing like Mitchell Moses, how he can stay calm but also go, this is where I want to go and this is where I want to be. I can't believe I'm fucking talking about him like this. But that's just the way he plays his game.
No, you're 100% right.
And it showed on the weekend.
Geez, Gutho was confident taking that kick, wasn't he?
Moses hits that kick. Yeah. Oh, Moses hits
he
that.
Does.
Fucking, yeah, one of us probably could have hit it. Yeah, I'm not that crash hard on Parra this year. I think I like Canberra to respond. We need to watch out on the team list. Zach Hoskins, copped a HIA. Is Albert Hopewade back from that barbecuing accident? Not the barbecuing alone accident. Just a genuine barbecuing accident. Whitehead, Cartwright. So there's some players there to come in and out of both of those sides. But I think at full strength, I like Canberra over Parramatta in that game.
Certainly a bit of value for the Raiders yep. there. $1.70 against Parra. And then lastly, Oscar, have you got any try scorers for me this week?
Yeah, so the markets aren't out yet, filming on Tuesday morning. But I've picked up a couple of areas that I think we might see some tries this weekend. So the Cowboys left edge going up against the Titans right edge.
Yeah, that's... throw a dart, I reckon.
Yeah, I think so. He's either back rower, it'll be Murray Taulagi, yeah. Tom Dearden, Val Holmes, or...
Is that Nanai?
No, that's Fine Fuiaki on the left edge there. The Titans' edge is... They're both a problem. Last week we sat here and talked about how their left edge had missed 25 tackles in two games, and then last week their right edge gets scored on five times. So I think on either edge the Cows, but yeah, I probably like their left edge. And also looking down the left edge for the Warriors, Ryan, I think you're picking the multi this week as well.
Yep.
South's edge defense also having a lot of problems. I think Whiten and Walker were improved last week on the left, but still working things out. And then on the right, Dean Hawkins, Isaiah Tass and Tane Milne. I'm very worried about what Sean Johnson and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck do to that edge. So, yeah, looking out on the Waz left edge for points this week.
You can find all of Oscar and Foggs's and Gerald's bets on Ned's open groups. And you can find...
Also a shout-out because I got some green ticks.
You did? There. Yeah, you've been flying, actually. And you can find all of Oscar's analysis on rugbyleagueriders.com. When we come back, we're going to have Foggs' Fast Five with a bit of a twist this week.
Who decided to give him his own segments? It's time for Fogg's Fast Five.
Well, last week, Fogg, you detailed what the world was like last time the Rabbitohs were 0-3 way back in 2008. This week, we're going to turn it over to the boys to our left. Take it away with what you've set for them.
Yeah, it's too early in the morning for me to be funny this week, boys. I haven't thought of anything.
You've been funny, so.
So I thought I'd milk your talent, your expertise. Oh, yeah,
please, I need nothing.
So what we're gonna do this week, boys, is we're going to have a draft. If you've seen some of the content we've done, you're gonna go back and forth. And this week, you boys are gonna build a back line, so 1-5, using current form in the league.
Ooh.
Tasty. Jeez.
Okay.
Were you with me here?
Yep.
So, Drew, you won more games at Suncorp than Oscar, so...
I was wondering which stat you had a lot to choose from. Yeah, that's a good one.
Drew, so you don't have to go... You don't have to start with your fullback, just...
I'm going to start with my fullback.
Yeah.
I'm going to Reece Walsh.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. There we go.
Well, I'd feel like there's a trick to this.
Oh, it's back. Yeah, right, okay. What are you going to stitch us up with here?
Anyway, let's just...
Okay, I will take... can I take round three, Tom Tavojevic, instead of round four? No, I'll take Ryan Pappenhausen.
At fullback?
Yep.
Nice. I'm going to go one of my wingers straight out of the block, and I'm going to go Dallin.
I'm panicking here already. I can feel
These are two good picks from Giraffe.
Very, very strong.
I am... rattled.
It's a very, very handsome backline you're assembling here.
Yeah. I will take Brian To'o on one of the Stings.
Very small backline, anyway.
I'm just picking him after me.
One of the centers, I'm going to go Roger Tuivasa-Sheck.
Very nice. This is a very handsome team you're building.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll put Trell Mitt in one of my centers, please.
Ooh, really? Interesting.
Brother,
what's that?
What's that, brother? I'm going to go my other center. I'm going to go Selwyn Cobbo.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. All right.
So I wish you'd give me more time to think about this. I would have stayed up. If you sent me this yesterday, I would not have slept.
I thought about this an hour ago. You've got a center and a winger to go.
Right now, I'm going to put Isaac Tongo out there in my other center.
Center?
Yeah.
Very nice. All right. And Drell, a winger.
Yeah, I'm going to go Coatsy.
Yeah.
Xavier Coates.
Yeah, that's lit.
Lit? So what's the punchline here, Foggs?
Hold on, he's going to finish. Hold on, there's one more left.
who the hell am I putting on my other Sting?
I don't know, but I have a fucking gun. So
do they have to be?
I'm stoked.
I think you've won this draft.
I think I'm stoked.
Do they have to be playing wing at the moment, or can I put anyone out there?
No, they've got to be playing wing.
I will take the great and powerful Tane Milne. No, I won't.
No.
Wow. You just said they're out there with the spoon and you want to grab it as well.
God, I'm literally mental blanking right now.
I'd go, if I was you.
This would be good.
I'd actually go Zach Lomax. He's actually leading.
He has been playing very
well.
He's
actually gun at the moment.
Oh, man.
That was going to be my other pick if I didn't.
You've rattled him in.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he actually
too long,
should
mate.
Win this. Like, yeah. Statistic-wise, he would know.
Oh,
more.
Just get right. No, I'm going to put Joseph Suaalii in on my
team. There we go. All right. So to recap that, punters.
This is weird. I'm not happy with
Jarrell's. Jarrell's back line is at fullback. He has Reece Walsh. Yeah. In the wings, he has Dallin with Tenny Selesniak and Xavier Coates. Yeah. In his centers, he has Roger Tuivasa-Sheck and... Roger Tuivasa-Sheck and Selwyn Cobbo. And Oscar, fullback, you have Ryan Pappenhausen. You've got To'o and Suaalii on your wings. And you've got Latrell and Isaac Tongo in your centres.
That'll be very close to the New South Wales backline this year.
There we go. Maybe. All right.
Surely they get one up this week. It's the NRL Podcast Multi.
Boys, I have some bad news. The AFL multi got up last week.
No, I was hoping we weren't going to talk about this. Yeah. Fuck.
Paying $16. So no. We got a lift here.
It was a double.
I love how he's saying we've got to when he's tipped 50% of that AFL multi. Well,
winners are winners.
Oh, that's why you wanted to bring it up.
I want both shows to elevate, you know? So last week, I tipped Souths to win versus the Dogs.
Nice.
Tick.
JYY, you came home the very next night. Broncos to win versus the Cowboys.
Tick.
Fogs, you can detail what happened from there.
So I think Oscar's leg was either team by 12.5, Titans, Dolphins.
Yep.
You and I both had bad beats, I believe.
Yeah, and then...
Jeez, you threw under the bus as well.
It's about time. I deserve that. I had the champagne on ice because I had the Raiders to win and they were up 18-0. And then it was six again, and that six again was six unanswered tries. Something very close, and the Sharks got up over the Raiders. Yep. So, that's 2-2 once again.
Yeah, unlucky, I'd say. So the record stands. Oscar, you're slipping a bit here, mate.
I am.
2-3.
Yep.
JYY and myself at 3-2. Fogs, you're 1-4, mate. Yep.
I know. 1-4, shout out. Sydney's realist.
You are their exact demographic.
I am. I really am. I'm not welcome in Mount Druitt at the moment, though, after I pissed off all those Panthers fans.
Jarrell, you're leading us off in the multi this week.
Yeah, I've gone with something that might be a bit contentious to people, but I just think with a short turnaround, they've travelled from New Zealand. The Knights are coming home, but they played Sunday Arvo in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Very short turnaround for them, Friday night footy. I've gone the Dragons to beat them. I actually don't think the Dragons are playing terrible. Mm. I think they can beat Newcastle at the moment. I don't know. Newcastle are just – I don't know what's happening to them. You know, and there is obviously a bit of a – I'm a bit nervous about, you know, they got to get one off the mark. Mm. But you can't think like that when you're betting. You just got to look forward, and I think the Dragons will get down on the whatever you call that road that they drive down to on the Bruce Highway. No, I don't know what the fuck it's called. I think the Dragons will get the job done, and they're paying
$2, I think,
for $2.49. I believe.
$2.90.
$2.90. There you go. Even better.
Yeah.
I've gone the Dragons. So I'm kicking us off this week.
Could get us off to a flyer. Yeah. I have gone the Wars at $1.78 versus the Rabbitohs. We've already spoken plenty about New Zealand. Who's next? Fogs.
I've taken the Panthers to beat Manly this week. It's very rare you get the Panthers for $1.57. I think that's a pretty decent price. Well, it was even rarer you got them for $3 or whatever they were last week.
Yeah,
missed out on that. But I think they'll probably pump Manly, so I'm just gonna get them on the nose.
Very nice. And Oscar, you're bringing us home on Sunday.
Fins up.
Yep.
Back in the Dolphins. Tigers short turnaround. Missing Lachlan Galvin. Be a hell of an effort for them to win again. So, yeah, I like the Dolphins.
So, to recap, we've got the Dragons head-to-head, Waz head-to-head, Panthers head-to-head, and the Finns head-to-head.
All head-to-head bets. I like that a lot.
I'm going safe this week. I like it.
Safer.
Yeah, safe-ish. $13.37.
Not bad for four head-to-heads, just quietly.
It is. It's very good.
Just loudly as well.
Yeah. Love head-to-heads.
You can find that bet in the special section on the Neds app. Boys, what are we looking forward to this week?
What am I looking forward to this week? Oh, obviously, I think the Broncos and the Melbourne game is a huge one. It's always a big rivalry. Big clash between both sides. A lot of Queenslanders in both sides as well. Mm-hmm. So a couple of boys who have played for other clubs as well. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that matchup over the weekend.
Coaching this weekend?
I am coaching this weekend at Sanford. Grading game, actually, if anyone wants to get down there. 5:30 start out at Sanford. They put in some very nice cold beverages and we'll put on a show for you.
Get down there. Oscar, yourself?
I am just looking forward to seeing, I don't know. There's so many things.
He's rattled.
There's so many things. I'm looking forward to revising my back five 13 times over the weekend. I'm looking forward to seeing from the Rabbitohs perspective how we replace AJ and what happens there, because there's been some interesting team list selections so far this year.
Fogs?
I want to use this last little bit to give a shout out to one of the number one listeners of this podcast. My old man announced he was hanging up the boots or the microphone even. He's not doing any more volleyball commentary. He's been very big in the beach volleyball, indoor volleyball scene over the last 30 years. And I wanted to give him a shout out because I know.
I can understand.
Is that Jamal? No, Jamal's. Was it his brother?
I got to look at the family tree again. I think it's his first cousin.
I can understand why he took up volleyball though.
Great watch. Exactly.
Great sports.
So yeah, shout out to you, Dad.
What's your dad's name?
John Fogarty.
Shout out to John. Yeah, we've got to get him on.
Sounds like he's got some good rugby league takes.
I reckon he would, just quiet.
John, if you've given up on your son,
so have we.
I need a father.
Oh, very good. All right. Thanks, gents. Great show as always. We will be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Ned's NRL Unpopular Opinions. Enjoyed the podcast? Remember to like, subscribe, and rate the show wherever you get your podcasts.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.